Culture and NPR.
Good morning from Radio Catskill, Ballads and Banjos, your host, Sonia Hedlund. Today I'm going to be playing songs for Labor Day. Usually in all the years I've been here on this show, I've always played songs about coal mines and copper mines and bread and roses and all the traditional work songs. But the work world has changed a great deal for us. So this time the music is going to be songs about automation, about the system administrator, about the 40-hour week. Where do all the waiters go? The idea of American-made. It's going to be a little different, and maybe some of these pieces will be really new to you, which I hope so. We're going to start out with one that I think sets the mood for the entire show. Johnny Paycheck from Super Hits, and the piece is called Take This Job and Shove It.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done foreman, he's a regular dog. Line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
Jeans, a homemade sandwich, a half a jug of tea. The average Joe, the average pay, the same old end, the same old day. But there's nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer, kind of glue that sticks this world together. Hands of steel and cradle of the promised land. God bless the working man. All week long, making a living. Life keeps taking, he keeps giving. Behind the scene, below the grade, I hardly noticed, but part of everything. But there's Nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer. Kind of glue that sticks this world together. Hands of steel and cradle of the promised land. God bless the working man. Gives his life, then fades away. Another young man takes his place. Average Joe, average pay. The same old end, the same old day. But there's nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer. Kind of glue that sticks this world together. Hands of steel and cradle of the promised land. No, there's nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer. Kind of glue that sticks this world together. Hands of steel and cradle of the promised land. God bless the working man. The working man. Oh, the working man.
Early on a Monday morning, when I got down to the factory, it was lonely, it was forlorn. I couldn't find Joe, Jack, John, or Jim, nobody could I see. Nothing but buttons and bells and lights all over the factory. Well, I walked into the foreman's office to find out what was what. I looked him in the eye and I said, what goes? This is the answer I got. His eyes turned red, then green and blue, and it suddenly dawned on me. There was a robot sitting in the seat where the foreman used to be. And I walked all around, up and down, across that factory. I watched all the buttons and the bells and the lights. It was a mystery to me. I hollered, Hank, Frank, Ike, Mike, Joe, Jack, Don, Dan, Roy, Ray, Ed, Fred, Pete. And a great big mechanical voice boomed out, all your buddies are obsolete. All your buddies are obsolete. All your buddies are obsolete. Well, I was scared, scared, scared. I was worried, I was sick as I left that factory. Decided that I had to see the president of the whole darn company. When I got up to his office, he was rushing out the door with a scowl upon his face. For there was a great big mechanical executive sitting in the president's place. I went home, home, home to my ever-loving wife. I told about the factory. She kissed me, she hugged me, she cried a little bit as she sat on my knee. Now I don't understand all the buttons and the bells, but there's one thing I will say. I thank the Lord that love's still made in the good old-fashioned way.
Is that okay? Cool, that's very nice of you. Thank you. Wow, this is Vegas. Yeah, three microphones. I got this one and that one and that one. That's pretty cool. I feel like Kenny Loggins. My name is Wes. I'm from way up there in Canada. And I run a website called deadtroll.com. So check it out if you get a chance. This is a song I wrote about some very special people who make sure that your computer works. They're called system administrators, and they're very important. There's a guy who works in another room or on another floor. He's the one you call when your document ain't there no more. He's probably a boy, but he might be a girl or something in between. He's the only one in the office who knows what PC load letter means. He's your system administrator. He's probably into comic books. And you tremble in fear when you have to hear one of his "what a dummy" looks. Got a virus, lost your password, or you just can't print. In an hour, he'll show up and crouch and squint. Fight to save your files. He might be there all day, but sometimes he just presses caps lock and walks away. But hey, suddenly my password works. Wow! Hooray! Hooray, hooray, yo, happy day. I'm gonna buy my guy a gift to say. Having you around means I get to stay stupid and uninformed. And I can keep opening .exe file attachments and forgetting my mother's maiden name, cause you'll fix it all for me, yay! I'll give you a cake, I'll give you a hug, I'll buy the world's best system administrator mug. Just help me out, system administrator. Please plug in my mouse, system administrator. I don't know which button is the mouse click button, system administrator. Piss him off and you'll be fired by tomorrow morn, cause he's the guy who knows that you've been surfing porn. So make sure you stay nice to your system administrator. Thanks a lot, you guys. My name's Wes.
Well, I rise up every morning at 7:45. Some woman who's my wife tells me not to be late. I kiss the kids goodbye, I can't remember their names. And week after week, it's always the same. And it's, oh boys, can't you code it? And program it right. Nothing ever happens in this life of mine. I'm hauling up the data on the Xerox line. Then it's code in the day to give the keyboard a punch. Wow. Then cross, correlate, and a break for some lunch. Wow. Correlate, tabulate, process, and screen. Wow. Program, print out, regress to the mean. And it's, oh boys, can't you code it? Program it right. Nothing ever happens in this life of mine. I'm hauling up the data on the Xerox line. Yeah, then it's home again, eat again, watch some TV, make love to my woman at 10:53. I dream the same dream when I'm sleeping at night. I'm soaring over hills like an eagle in flight. And it's home, boys, can't you code it? Program it right. Nothing ever happens in this life of mine. I'm hauling up the data on the Xerox line. Someday I'm gonna give up all the buttons and things. I'll punch that time clock till it can't ring. Burn up my necktie and set myself free. Cause no one's gonna fold, bend, or mutilate me. And it's, old boys, can't you code it? Program it right. Nothing ever happens in this life of mine. I'm hauling up the data on the Xerox line. And it's, old boys, can't you code it? Program it right. Nothing ever happens in this life of mine. I'm hauling up the data on the Xerox line.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Try.
Is the tape rolling, Steve?
Yes, sir.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit.
This show for Labor Day has a great variety of music, and I hope you've liked what we played so far. Starting from the bottom, The 40-Hour Week, and that was by Alabama. Before that, Stan Rogers, a marvelous singer from Canada, and the piece was The White Collar Holler, and Between the Breaks, the name of the album, System Administrator Song, Three Dead Trails in a Baggie from Technobabble was the name of that album. And then Automation, Joe Glazer, classic labor songs, Hard Hat and a Hammer, Alan Jackson, you know, Hard Hat and a Hammer. There are still a lot of people who do Hard Hat and Hammer jobs. And then the first one I just think is marvelous. Take This Job and Shove It. Okay, a bit more. This one is about waiters. I have a daughter-in-law who runs a restaurant. And my, the tale of how you bring a camaraderie and fairness to the whole wait staff. That's a challenge. And that's by Carla Odbrick. Then American Made, the Oak Ridge Boys. And then Farmers. This one is called Farmers Blues, Mary Stewart and Merrill Haggard, and a whole collection of country music. Back to songs about labor.
Checkout blows. Where have all the cashiers gone? Sick of now Karen's getting in their face. Why would they ever return? Why would they ever return? Where have all the Uber drivers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the Uber drivers gone? Drivers gone. Tired of angry drunks throwing up in their back seat. When will they ever return? Probably never, because Uber keeps ripping them off. Where have all the workers gone? Greener pastures. Where have all the workers gone? Wages are too low. Where have all the workers gone? The free market cuts both ways. Oh, how the tables have turned. Oh, how the tables have turned.
Everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA.
When it comes to the loving part, one thing is true.
My baby, genuine USA, red, white, and blue.
My baby is American made, born and bred in the USA. From her silky long hair to her sexy long legs, my baby is American made.
Feed my babies when they're born. Seeds and dirt, a prayer for rain that I can use. I work the land, I watch the sky. I talk to God and wonder why. But it's the only life I know, these farmers blues. I see the seasons come and go, sending rain, fire, and snow. I'm at the mercy of it all, this life I choose. Sometimes I hang my head and cry when that evening train goes by. Wish it could take me far away from these farmer's blues. The tractor's old, the fence is down. Put on my suit and go to town. Ask for a loan that I know well they might refuse. Back at home, still by my side, the one I love with worried eyes waits for me to love away these farmer's blues. I see the seasons come and go, sending rain, fire, and snow. I'm at the mercy of it all, this life I choose. Sometimes I hang my head and cry as that evening train goes by. Wish it could take me far away from these farmer blues. Yodel boy, ho, ho.
Now going from farming to the paperboy. Maybe some people listening were actually paperboys going around in their suburban neighborhood and throwing the paper on the porch. This one is a song by David Francie, marvelous singer in Canada, and it's from the album Far End of Summer. Then we'll hear John Lennon, Working Class Hero from Plastic on Band, and Fuller Brush, John McCutcheon. I remember the Fuller Brush man who would come around, and my mother would buy brushes to do your nails and to do the floor. Happy days with the Fuller Brush man. And John McCutcheon will remind us of those days.
Down to the agent's shop I'd go and shoulder my bag down the urban road. Past the council houses a row on row. When I was a paper boy, with the Daily Record and the People's Friend, I'd go down to the sunny side again. Under the bridge where the railway bends. When I was a paper boy. And my feet flew in the morning light, racing the dawn as the sky grew bright. And everything in the world was right. When I was a paper boy, I'd walk the morning in the empty streets with a ring to the sound of my own 2 feet. And I'd walk in step to my own heartbeat. When I was a paper boy. As the rain rolled down the back of my neck, I delivered the news of death and sex. Rhodesia, Speck, and Malcolm X. When I was a paper boy, a crow in a treetop way up high hung as a warning left to die. and the morning wind in the morning sky when I was a paper boy.
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they've tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. If you want to be like the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
He stands at the door and straightens his tie, nervously fingers his ring. Never imagined that he'd be the guy with a briefcase of useless damn things. Still he takes off his hat and he conjures a smile, bravely extends a thin hand, saying, "Ma'am, I can see you're a woman of style, you're in luck, I'm a Fuller Brush man. I know just what you need, a mop or a broom," stands with his foot in the door. a lifetime guarantee. You can clean every room, last longer than will your floor. A brush for your teeth, for your nails, for your head, and a special one just for your car. An extension that's meant to reach under your bed, a set designed for your boudoir. Day after day, street after street, house after house, he'll go knocking with a heart full of hope, a mouth full of speech. If he only were paid for his talking. For he sold the Bibles, he sold vacuums, the World Book, subscriptions and knives. Downed gallons of coffee, then trapped in sad rooms in the company of lost lonely wives. But the times are changing, the work is so slow, he's thinking of giving up here. For it's few that will open for those they don't know. These days it's all deadbolts and fear. But a man's gotta work, and a man's gotta eat, feel the sweet sweat of toil at day's end. Bring home the bread with his charm and his feet, tomorrow go right back again. So with his hat in his hand and his foot in the door, he'll once again make his small stand, saying, I've got just what you have been waiting for. Your luck, I'm a fuller brush man. Yes, I have got just what you've been waiting for. Your luck, I'm a fuller brush man.
John McCutcheon, just nothing really like that voice. I had a chance to hear him a couple times. He was at a Unitarian church over in Westchester County. My, it was a grand concert. So many people. And then one time he was up in Delaware County, that was in a much smaller venue. But his lyrics and the way he presents a song, the diversity of his voice and the topics really really gets me. Okay, going back to more songs about work. This one is about shift work. Just Who is the album. Kenny Chesney and George Strait are singing that. Then we'll have another John McCutcheon song. This one is called Work.
Shift work, hard work, tired body, and a blue collar shirt and a baseball cap. Union made. He's hot, sweat drops, round the clock. The door never locks and the noise never stops. Night or day, working. 7 to 3, or 3 to 11, 11 to 7. Shift work, tough work, for the busy convenience store clerk, 2 feet that hurt, going insane. She's mad at some lad, drove off and didn't pay for his gas, and he won't be the last round the clock pain. Working 7 to 3, or 3 to 11, 11 to 7. I'm talking about a bunch of shit. Big old pile of shift work.
7 to 3, 3 to 11, 11 to 7. Well, I worked shift work for 10 years, man. I hated that work. Then I made a break with the money I saved. It took me to the beach to have a beer by the edge of the sea. In this round-the-clock place, I drank my money away. We parted 7 to 3, 3 to 11, 11 to 7. I'm talking about a bunch of shift work, a big old pile of shift work. 7 to 3, 3 to 11, 11 to 7. Talking about a bunch of shift work, a big old pile of shift. Seven to three, 3 to 11, 11 to 7. 7 to 3, 3 to 11, 11 to 7.
It's shiny and useless in the drawer with his mother's old locket. His time as ever hangs from a chain securely tucked in his front pocket. He putters about filling his days with lists of forgotten old chores, marking his hours with silence he never heard down on the factory floor. He remembers the day he showed up at the mill, a promise all shiny and new, ready for anything, eager to mount the work that they gave him to do. His father had struggled to build a small life, new to this language and land. Now he knew that his family was looking to him to take up their fate in his hands. 8 hours a shift of the heat and the noise, you've earned this brief respite, come after. Wash up and walk to that place down the corner for the beer and the tales and the laughter. It's day after day, week after week, year after year, it's the same. Do your small part, just a piece of the whole, for a man you know only by name. Now they meet in the morning for coffee, relive the old days once again, stooped by the years into the shadows of once were these eager young men, who took up their tools, who who took up the task with work that was honest and real, building a nation in a world and a future as strong and as bright as the steel. Like a relay, you hand off the tongs and the hammer to the next one who's coming along. And the work, it gets done just the same as before. They scarcely will notice you're gone. They say that one day there will be a machine that'll make every bit of this steel. And you wonder, where will all the young people go to find work that is honest and real?
The last set on this show about Labor Day and jobs is going to include one about fishermen's. It's called The Fisherman's Song, and the musician is Hobo Jim. Then Working Girl Blues, Hazel Dickens will be singing that one from her album, A Few Old Memories. And then one about the end of work when you're used up, and that's the title, All Used Up, Utah Phillips. And if we have time, we'll sneak in a bit of Bread and Roses with Judy Collins. Thanks again for listening to Radio Catskill.
I'm a fisherman, that's all I am. Born on the blue and the deep. My father's pride, rocked by the tide, where the seagulls sang me to sleep. Far back as I can remember, I was holding a net or a knife, with no time to play, working hard every day. And by God, that's a fisherman's life. Hearing the roar of the engine, far away from the harbor lights, keeping time to the beat of the wind and the sea. And by God, that's a fisherman's life. And oceans are open. Been wave after wave of hard times. So I curse and I spit and I swear that I'll quit. But by God, it's a fisherman's life. And I'm a fisherman, that's all I am. Born on the blue and the deep. My father's pride, rocked by the tide, where the seagulls sang me to sleep. My father's pride, rocked by the tide, with the seagulls, they sang me to sleep.
Made the working girl, he made the blues. Well, I'm tired of working my life away and giving somebody else all of my pay, while they get rich on the profits that I lose, and leaving me here with the working girl blues.
I wonder, will my hair be all turned gray? Before he turns that dollar loose and I get my dues and lose a little bit of these working girl blues.
Spent my whole life making somebody rich. I busted my ass for that son of a bitch, and he left me to die like a dog in a ditch. But he told me I'm all used up. He used up my labor, he used up my time. He plundered my body and squandered my mind, and gave me a pension of handouts and wine. Told me I'm all used up. My kids are in hock to a god you call work, slaving their lives out for some other jerk. Yeah, my youngest in Frisco just made shipping clerk. He don't know I'm all used up. The young people reaching for power and gold don't have respect for anything old. For pennies they're bought and for promises sold, someday they'll all be used up. They use up the oil, they use up the trees, they use up the air and they use up the sea. Well, how about you, friend, and how about me? What's left when we're all used up? I'll finish my life in this crummy hotel. It's lousy with bugs and my God, what a smell. But my plumbing still works and I'm clear as a bell. Don't tell me I'm all used up. Outside my window the world passes by, gives me a handout and spits in my eye. And no one can tell me, cause no one knows why I'm living, but I'm all used up. Sometimes in my dreams I sit by a tree. My life is a book of how things used to be. Kids gather around and they listen to me. They don't think I'm all used up. And there's songs and there's laughter and things I can do. And all that I've learned I can give back to you. I'd give my last breath just to make it come true. No, I'm not all used up. They use up the oil and they use up the trees. They use up the air and they use up the sea. Well, how about you, friend, and how about me? What's left when we're all used up?
Marching, marching in the beauty of the day. A million darkened kitchens, a thousand mill lofts gray.
A very old labor song, Judy Collins in the background as we end Ballads and Banjos. Thanks so much for being here. We'll be back again next week with more folk music on Radio Catskill. Work like you don't need the money. Love like you've never been heard, and dance like no one's watching.
As we go marching, marching, we battle too for men. For they are women's children, and we mother them again. Our lives shall not be sweated from birth until life closes. Bread, but give us roses. As we go marching, marching, unnumbered women dead go crying through our singing. They
we fight for roses too.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Morgan Outdoors, celebrating 20 years as a local source for hiking, snowshoeing, and discovering the great outdoors. On Main Street in Hurleyville, near the rail trail, morgan-outdoors.com.
In a crowded media landscape, public radio brings you something different.
Amafuri is a traditional Japanese folk song. It's about a child that is caught in the rain.
Human stories and epic tales.
The water was very cold. There were constant waves, and the wind blew for 10 days.
Help keep NPR and this station one of a kind by making your gift today. Thanks.
Make your donation at wjffradio.org.
Recently on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, we asked Pedro Pascal, star of the TV show The Last of Us, if he ever played the video game The Last of Us.
No, I tried. I tried. And my nephew didn't have the patience, so he took the console from me.
I'm Peter Sagal. This week we ask actor Paul Giamatti if he ever played the video game which his John Adams miniseries was based on. Join us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Sunday morning at 10 on Radio Catskill.
I'm Sabrina Artel. Join me for conversations with all kinds of people in the studio, on the street, and the kitchen table of my vintage travel trailer. That's Trailer Talk, Monday night at 7:30 on Radio Catskill.
Listen to Farmin' Country, your window into rural life in the Catskills and Delaware River Valley. Hear from local farmers, learn about sustainable agriculture, and more. That's Farmin' Country, coming up at 10 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.